There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, where Alan Cossutto, the CEO of the Zionist Federation of Australia, has expressed concern for Australians in Israel amid military strikes on Iran. Cossutto assured that they are monitoring the situation closely and maintaining contact with the Australian government. New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip also confirmed they are actively tracking developments and will update the community as needed. Both leaders emphasized the broader threat which Iran's nuclear ambitions pose to democracy, expressing solidarity with those affected. Meanwhile, the National Security Council of Israel has issued updated guidelines for Israelis abroad amid tensions following attacks on Iran. Citizens are advised to refrain from displaying Jewish or Israeli symbols publicly, avoid sharing their location or plans on social media, and steer clear of large events associated with Israel or Judaism. They should cooperate fully with local security authorities, follow their instructions if faced with hostility, and increased vigilance is also recommended in public spaces. Jewish educators across Ontario report feeling increasingly unsupported and fearful of speaking out against anti-Semitism in schools. Many have experienced rising incidents, such as swastikas and hateful messages, with responses from administration and unions often dismissive or inadequate. Experts warn that the environment fosters silence and vulnerability amongst Jewish staff, highlighting a troubling rise in institutional anti-Semitism within Ontario's education system. At a ceremony at Jerusalem's Museum of Tolerance, Israeli President Isaac Herzog and Genesis Prize Foundation Chairman Stan Polovets awarded Argentine President Javier Milei the 2025 Genesis Prize, honoring his strong support for Israel amid global indifference. Milei, who waived his award, directed the funds to a new nonprofit supporting his Isaac Accords initiative, aiming to connect Israel with Latin American democracies. Let's look at what other stories have made headlines. Amidst Israeli strikes on Iran, Rabbi Moshe Hillel Hirsch has mandated all yeshivas to comply with Homefront Command directives halting studies. Major U.S. Jewish groups have expressed support for Israel's strike on Iran's nuclear sites, citing Iran's nuclear threat, defending Israel's self-defense, and emphasizing concern over regional and global security risks. Israeli lawmakers broadly supported preemptive strikes on Iran's nuclear sites, prompting international concern over regional stability. In other news which made headlines this week, Chief Rabbi Mervis condemned rising anti-Semitism in Bosnia-Herzegovina after a hotel cancelled a rabbi's conference booking, citing intolerance. The Ecuadorian National Assembly plans to establish an Israel Allies Caucus in August, involving 10 lawmakers to enhance bilateral ties, especially in security cooperation. In an historic visit, Zambia's Foreign Minister Mulambo Hayembe visited Israel, touring Samaria at the invitation of Israeli officials. This visit marks a significant step in fostering closer diplomatic and cultural relations between the two nations. Rabbi Shlomo Kovz has revitalized Jewish life in Hungary, overseeing the reopening of over 10 synagogues in Budapest in the past decade. His upcoming project is a new yeshiva, fostering a vibrant future for Hungarian Jewry. And finally, Israeli actors and friends Lior Raz and Rotem Silla will star in a six-part Netflix reality series Off-Road, premiering next month. The show follows their off-road journey through Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, exploring themes like friendship, control, and personal beliefs with guidance from a therapist. Raz and Silla describe the experience as challenging, yet a strengthening of their bond. Produced by Candle Media's Faraway Road and Keshet International, Off-Road launches on July the 10th and showcases the actors' authentic selves, blending adventure with emotional growth. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.